USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
So good, so good, so good.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
You know they have Marc Jacobs?
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Birkenstock, and more brands you love are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in store the same day for free. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler, Grant Bills alongside Paul Emig here as well. Grant, great to see you.
Great to be seen. Better than being viewed, am I right?
What are you, my father-in-law?
I heard that a couple months ago and I didn't understand it. And I'm like, oh, now that. And then I'm like, I need to work that in. That's good. That's good.
That is a good one and a good usage of it. Did everyone have a nice time? Did you do any firework viewing?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see any drone shows, I hope.
Mm-mm.
That's just woke fireworks.
No kidding.
Mm-mm.
Why
drone shows?
I am annoyed at the idea that fireworks are the coolest thing in the world. Like, I'll sit outside and watch crap explode in the sky, but a drone show is just beyond the pale. Like, I don't understand that disconnect. I don't really like fireworks. So for that reason, a drone show really also doesn't interest me, but it's the other thing I don't quite get.
None of it's for me. I'm sure you're shocked about that.
I am not shocked.
I mean, there's no calculus. It's just straight noise. Like, how am I supposed to do math on that?
There's no rhyme or reason to any of it.
It's just something that happens. It's pointless.
Well, no. It's a shocking difference. Like, when I was growing up, we used to always go down to the lake and watch fireworks. And that was such, we would walk, and I almost remember walking there. You know, this was in Fondy, more than like putting out a blanket or anything. And then we move here, and there's so many years that, like, without a kid, the fireworks go down at this lake, and we, like, for 10 minutes on the 4th of July, try to see if we can see any from our back window.
Okay.
And now we're doing, you know, you walk down there, you take the kid, he has the time of his life.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be like Christmas, rediscovering the magic of a holiday through the eyes of your children.
I agree with that, but that's not, I mean, we are parade people, parade family, but not.
Oh, definitely hit up a parade.
Yeah. Parades are great.
More candy than ever.
Same here.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's like, yeah, all right.
And they actually didn't skip it on Shorewood this year. Last year, it was like 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this year was a good 45-50.
Did your parade in Shorewood have the Odyssey thing like mine did?
Like the Kiss FM was there?
No, there's an Odyssey app. Odyssey.
There's an Odyssey truck.
Sorry, that was all just made up.
Well, it's funny you say that because I think I might enter the Shorewood parade next year.
So, I mean, you could, right?
I think I want to be in it.
You very much could.
Would Charlotte, you be... we always get Frankie Jupiter. He always comes by from 58. We didn't get a TMJ4 person because they're right down the road. I don't know what they were dogging us for. We got Bango. That was good.
Oh, you did? Really?
We always get Roscoe. I mean, Jesus. For the Admirals.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Badger Marching Band.
Okay, I think, yeah, we did too.
Or at least
a version of it.
Yeah.
All only got the woodwinds. They only sent the clarinets and the euphonium. The euphonium might be brass, but you get my point.
How when you see the Harlem Globetrotters, you're like, is this the good one or?
Yeah, which version do we get?
Oh, by the way, I've had enough of the Savannah Bananas.
I don't like that take.
They can go, man.
Like them or don't. I don't.
Why are they on TV every night?
Because it's fun?
It's like, I don't know. Harlem Globetrotters aren't on TV.
They're not, well, I was going to say they're not really competing. But the Savannah Bananas, like, right? No, I mean, they're playing games against similar competition, are they not?
I'm with you, Paul. It's a fine entertainment product. Take it or leave it, but I don't understand why half the country is taking up a crusade against them.
Well, for me,
it's all Bart's listeners.
No, for me,
that's facts.
They were like a band that I discovered when they were indie.
Sure. I get this analogy now.
Because I had that t-shirt. I had a Savannah Bananas t-shirt because we went to Savannah. And so I would always wear the shirt. And for years, everyone's like,
Yep, I get it.
Now I can't go anywhere if I'm wearing that shirt without someone going, oh, I love those guys. And I'm like, so I retired the shirt.
Yeah. You know, when you bring it up, like the discovering the band, now it hits a little bit closer to home. But I did see the clip of the All American Rejects performing amidst the Savannah Bananas.
I didn't like that either because I liked what they were doing. I don't like that they.
They had a chance to be on national TV. Your band needs to take that shot every time.
I don't know.
They're about to go on tour with the Jonas Brothers, so.
Who I saw once at Tupelo Honey.
I remember that.
Yeah,
very. And you said nothing because you're weak.
What am I going
to do? What do you say to the Jonas?
What would you say?
You flash
your music. Your music saved me. I was in fourth grade when Year 3000 came out, and it changed my life.
No, I think you should have been like, hey, I have a podcast called Into the Wigglerverse.
Nope.
Oh God.
First off, I was kidding, Grant.
Okay, I'd rather jump off 794 than do that. I'd rather ask one of them out. I'd rather, would you like to go get drinks and go on a date? I would rather do that than lead with, I have a podcast.
I have a sports podcast. You want to come on? As I was saying it jokingly, it reminded me of when that couple courtside a few years ago was like flagrantly saying things to Kevin Durant. And then he comes over, he's like, you shouldn't say that stuff. And then, well, I have a podcast.
I remember that.
Do you ever see that video of Big Cat when he's trying to track down Mark Davis? He's trying to track down Mark Davis, and he goes, hey, can you come on our podcast? And then afterwards, he's like, mother God, I hate that I had to do that. You know, if I went up to the Jonas Brothers, I would say, hey, I know you guys are famous. I feel like I have to come over and take a picture.
You're
bothering me for being here.
Because
now I have to go talk to you and document this. You're bothering me.
Were they good looking in person? Were you like, wow, they are striking? Or were you like, close and personal, not.
Give us the lowdown on this.
I would say, however you think they look, they looked like that in real life.
Good for them.
Are you going to the Jonas Brothers All American Rejects show in Milwaukee?
I will not be. I am not going anywhere.
Do you think it's disqualifying when you hear a national sports person who's about to say something about, let's say, the Bucks, and then say Milwaukee with, listen closely, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Milwaukee. There's no L. Again, this is like my whole wolf thing. Like, I really want people to like hit the L.
Milwaukee.
People struggle with L's, but I really, 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 genuinely, very much, more than the two of you do, like Bill Simmons. I listen to him. If he's got a new pod about the NFL or about the NBA, I'm listening to it straight through. But he's like, I don't know about Milwaukee. And I'm like,
Don't we say Milwaukee? I feel like we say Milwaukee, but I know that I say Milwaukee.
You definitely say Milwaukee because I would have harassed you about it to get you to
say it. But I feel like we, as in the collective Milwaukeean, I feel like they Milwaukee. Say Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Yeah,
I but don't I'm saying that, like, I don't know. I would find it, again, there's a difference between you two, like people who are on the radio who should know pronunciations and should say things correctly.
Did you hear what a guy said to me last night that I only had to take as a compliment?
Well, I don't know. What was it?
He said, you know, he gave me like tremendous praise. And then he said, you're just, all these other shows try to be so proper. And you're just like.
That, you should take that as a compliment.
I do.
You the Norm Macdonald approach where it's like you're starting a thought, but it kind of sounds like you're stroking until you eventually like you get on the right tracks.
Yeah, there was something about how there should be like a sports radio behind the scenes. Like And I said, my whole show is behind the scenes.
Totally. 100% it is.
Like, we are front behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
We openly say, oh, I needed to kill 2 minutes.
Was that you, though, that used to do... Okay, you and Rami used to have a debate. Was it... I'm trying to remember which role you were in and which role Rami was in, but it was like, why'd you just take a drink? And then someone was like, you don't have to talk about the drink I just took, or your
music. Yeah.
Was it, which role of that were you?
I'm the guy who... You don't talk about set production.
Okay.
Or stage direction.
Okay.
Like, bumper music.
Yeah. But even that's more allowable than... I had this one guy, and I liked the guy, but he'd always be... I'd be like, all right, hey, great to have you. This is back in the music days. And then he would just start like, well, this is crazy. Bart's not wearing any pants. And I'm like, we're not doing this. We're not. I mean, now I have to be like, I don't know. You got to play with it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then if you're like,
no, hey, actually, I am wearing pants.
Oh, Bart, nice shoes. Those are interesting. No, the shoes, they're not. You can't see. You have to imagine that you are with the person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They see what they see. So if you start talking about where you are, and, you know, sometimes you can, you know, like, sometimes I'll talk about it, I guess, when we're watching TV and I say I'm on a 95-second delay,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But, yeah, that was me.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're correct in that, by the way.
Yeah, I do too.
I just couldn't decide if it was contradictory or not.
You know what? A lot of it doesn't matter.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
Anyone can see.
Saying something like that will just always remind me of the best / worst interview I ever heard you do, which was a topic I don't care about, which was when you had the U.S. men's soccer coach on, and he was like, why would you ask me about that? Like, it's just a game. Why
we're still talking. We're still, why are we still talking about this?
It's just a game.
Bruce Arena.
Yeah. He goes, it's just soccer. Maybe I understand him now. You know, maybe I do understand him.
Maybe as you've gotten older, you're like, you know what? Bruce Arena had a point.
Yeah. None of this matters.
Could have brought that approach to David Stern once upon a time, or David Stearns, but you were a little softer in that interview, I remember.
Yeah.
I wasn't as soft as the critics said.
Yeah.
You got to play the game. You got to play the game. And listeners either understand that or they pretend not to understand.
Yeah, but okay, what did playing the game get you from David Stearns after that?
Oh, yeah, if I could read. I don't even remember why it was. What was
the
what
Brewers?
Was
the big deal? The
what
Brewers,
did I say? What was the big deal?
I don't know. I would never have remembered this unless Graham brought it up. But now I do remember. And I was like, oh, come on. Come on.
My interview with Horst where I said, is Brandon Jennings on the team?
And then 4 minutes later.
He said he's not on the Bucs.
He did say he's not on the Bucs.
Then he signed with the Herd.
Like, literally the moment the interview ended.
People still talk to me about my Gary Wolfel interview.
The one where you, like, went after Gary?
The one where I, like, put him on trial.
Chuck was pissed.
It's like, why?
I remember how mad Chuck was about that.
It's like, Gary, why do you do the things you do? Why are you doing this? Anyway, you got anything for us, Paul? This is a by the way, if whatever.
We'll start with the one that we were texting about. I do want
to get a real solid episode and a lot of views, a lot of downloads.
Let's follow it up strong.
Following it up with nothing matters.
Society doesn't want to talk about menopause. And when they do, they don't make it sound very pretty. So Walgreens is helping women change the perception and take back the narrative, because nothing is sexier than being in control. Menopause is confidence. Menopause is power. Menopause is hot. Let's frame menopause together. Watch the Menopause is Hot story at walgreens.com/hot.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I do want to get to this Ronald Acuña Jr. proposed ESPN Brewers trade, just because that's what we do. You know, we bandy about if something hypothetical is a good idea or not. So we're going to get to that. But I do want to start with the thing we are texting about the most, which I know at least Bart and I are unfortunately overly hopeful about. That's never going to happen, which is Bradley Beal. Just as we were coming on, Jake Fisher tweeted and said, yesterday we reported that the Clippers, Lakers, Bucks, and Wolves were confirmed suitors for Bradley Beal, and I'm told that the Warriors are now on that list. Bradley Beal would be a fantastic addition to the Bucks, but unfortunately, it's not happening.
Well, I have never wanted Bradley Beal on this team.
Until now.
Until he was affordable.
Totally, 100%.
Because when we, and I never wanted to trade him for Middleton. That was always the thing. Because I'm a Middleton guy through and through.
And speaking of which, did you see the clip of Beal? An old clip of Beal that I don't remember having seen, which was him saying one of the reasons he didn't want to, that he felt kind of icky about the Bucks was because that they would have traded Chris Middleton and that Beal found that to be disloyal.
Yeah, I don't, that seems like he can't really care about that, right?
Yeah, shut seems, up, dude.
Seems strange, right?
Nice thought. Yeah. Okay. Score some points, but shut up.
But with who's he scoring points with?
I don't know.
Yeah, but he is trying to, he's like,
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Wait, was he interviewing David Stearns? Jesus.
Exactly.
But the fact that, like, we don't have anyone to do what he does, like, play his position.
Yeah.
I am open,
quote,
to Bradley Beal. I just don't think he's going to want to come here.
It is interesting that, so that's why it's kind of like a two-part question, right? It's like, in order to say, you have to say, yes, he would be a great fit, and it's not happening, which is my, by the way, Grant, before we go to you.
It's, like, I even want Chris Paul now, who I think last week I said he's at the top of my rankings of guys I never want on my team.
Yeah, you did say that.
But if you bring in Chris Paul and Bradley Beal, even at their, let's say, advanced ages,
Bradley Beal's only 31.
You know, even if Milwaukee, you know, because how Miles Turner was this great player and championship pedigree, and now he's on the Bucks and he's, you know, worse than Brooke Lopez and what a piece of shit he is because he's in Milwaukee. Yeah. But if you got Beal and Paul, I think that would force people that are just anti-Milwaukee all the time to be like, well, shit, those are two guys that we stand for, so I think I got to think the Bucks are going to be good now.
You know what would be really fun is if there was a report that Beal and Chris Paul signed with the Lakers, and then ESPN and everyone else did their coverage, and they're like, this is what they needed. This is so – and then there was like a rescind or something that happened, and then they both go to the Bucks instead. And then they're like, you know, these two guys – I mean, Chris Paul, this is his last year in the NBA. I just don't think it's going to – Beal, I mean, this is just – you know, his shooting's not going to get better. That'd be so fun to like live in both parallel universes because it's.
And I hate bringing that up on the air, but there, like, it is a thing. And but there's no explanation for it.
It's a thing, and I don't understand it either.
But yeah, I want Bradley Beal. And the only but is I don't think he's coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, but the butt being butt, he's not coming. I mean, what's your confidence ranking? Like 5%, 2%? How low?
Are you curious, confident, or what's the
concerned.
Other?
Concerned.
Yeah. What lane am I in on this?
Well.
Pick a lane.
I think I am. There's too many other teams.
Mm-hmm. If it was notable teams.
If it was like Bucks or Clippers, he could like sit down and say, L.A., maybe a better team, but I would play a lot more here. And, you know, I could Like, what do I value? But there's so many other teams. Like, I would just, if I was him, I'd just come off the bench in Denver, I think.
I think the only team, though, of those that he would start for, Clippers, Lakers, Bucks, Wolves, Warriors, that he starts for, I think is the Bucks.
Yeah, well, he'd play the most. He'd play the most here.
He'd have the biggest role. And again, like, I know you kind of coupled Chris Paul and Bradley Beal in the same category of age and, you know, veteran status, but they're not. Like, Beal at his age still has a chance to, like, take a one-year deal or a two-year with that, you know, player option, opt out, and then go make money next year if he has a good year. So I think Chris Paul will go to the Lakers or the Clippers, but I'm trying not to get optimistic about Beal.
Grant, I felt very optimistic, like, on Sunday.
I did too. I'm bummed that I was, because, yeah.
Like, I thought it was happening.
Yeah.
And now I'm not. And if he does sign with the Bucks, I will break in and do an emergency pod.
Absolutely.
Unless it's Friday when I think I'm going to go watch Superman.
Mm. So that you're okay with betraying the Marvel Universe? This is okay? Are you, you're
I'm not. I'm not going to be tribalistic. Although I've not really seen any of the DC stuff at all.
It's not been good for a while.
So. I haven't seen Justice League. I haven't seen. But if they're going to set up a, you know, I like Guardians, so I think Gunn will do a good job with this.
By the way, so on that topic, I've been refreshing Rotten Tomatoes all day, wanting to see what it would be. It just finally. I mean, I just did it again this moment. 87%. That's encouraging. Now, these are like your first batch of Rotten Tomato reviewers, which are usually more positive. That's a really good start. All right, here we go.
Well, Superman is getting some interesting criticism also, just like every property does. And I just want to remind people that these are just two-hour movies, and you can either watch it or you don't have to. If you don't like that Marvel made a movie where they deal with mental health, then you do not have to watch it.
Which one is that?
Thunderbolts.
Oh, is that really what? I haven't seen it yet. Is that like a...
It's a big theme of the movie, yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Thunderbolts asterisk.
Ironheart came out, which was good, but then they leave you on a cliffhanger that you just know will never be addressed again.
Or some future director in 6 years will have to pay it off and say, like, God, why did they have to put that there?
Yeah.
Grant, Bradley Beal? Mm-hmm, or mm-hmm?
So, mm-hmm, because he'll be free if he comes here.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why you guys are so convinced that he will help them win. The Suns sucked last year.
Yeah.
Why did they suck? In your estimation, why did the Suns suck last year?
Apparently chemistry was just brutal.
Bradley Beal.
Okay, so I'm not trying to be obtuse. Here, I'll give you a parallel. I am now listening to people talk about Damian Lillard and his availability to join a contender for very cheap, the same way we were discussing with Bradley Beal. And it's like, this is a guy who's big shots and, you know, doesn't have to carry the load anymore and he can hit threes and time. And I'm like, you guys just saw him try to do exactly what you're describing when he was younger with a good Achilles and it sucked shit through the balls of a duck. Like, it sucked. That yeah. never worked. So now you think he's going to step into that role even better at age 36. So I just don't understand how we can watch something not work and then be like, but, you know, on the Bucks. Like, if he's free, yeah.
It might work for us.
But yeah, it might work for us. I guess that's where I'm getting hung up.
Beal might be my Tobias Fünke. It's possible.
Do you know what the best ability is, guys?
Durability?
Accountability. No, actually, Mobility, who plays cornerback for the Rice Owls. Are you guys aware of this?
I am aware of this, yeah.
Mobility. Yeah, you see his shot there on the Dan Shaney YouTube, and then a giant ad for Bitcoin.
That was just so well executed. I tip my cap.
Thank you.
That's by the way, that's probably your specialized ad, which means what have you been reading in regard to Bitcoin?
Yes, it's, look at this. It's for I Trust Capital because I was following a link there to get a free $100. See? But you have to put $1,000 in, so I didn't do it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. I do want to ask you one more
question. What if it would have just been like you know, the worst. Like, didn't that happen to, who'd that happen to? Some guy at ESPN.
Shared his screen.
It's like, yeah, it was like porn. It's like, no, I look at that on my phone.
But are the computer and the phone not internetarily connected?
What are you, Bill Gates now, too, on top of being the calculus teacher of the group chat, Paul?
You know, it's interesting. I use Google Chrome on my laptop and I use Safari on my phone.
Interesting.
Keep them separate.
Yeah.
Last Bucks.
Another Bucks topic?
One more. Kuminga, RJ Barrett, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Andrew Wiggins. One of these five, Kuminga, Barrett, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Andrew Wiggins,
no,
is worth the 2031 first round pick in addition to Kuzma. So to set the stage, right, they have Kuzma. He's matching salary for all these guys, especially if you add an Andre Jackson Jr., who might just get cut, it sounds like, if the Bucks need the roster spot. Are any of these, one of these guys, or more than one, at least one, is good enough to include that 2031 first? Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
I said no. What I said no for was we'll be on the Bucks. I don't think they're going to find a way to maneuver any of this.
If you threw in that unprotected 2031 first, you can get like your Cam Johnson, like what the Nuggets did where they turned Porter Jr. plus their 2031 unprotected first in a post Jokic world, presumably for Denver.
Just which like they have to wait for their trade with the Kings to go through before they can do that trade because the NBA is stupid.
Fine. But you can't get any of these guys in exchange for Kuzma. You'd have to throw in that 2031 first. My question is Jonathan Kuminga, RJ Barrett, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, or Andrew Wiggins worth the 2031 first being included in a Kuzma deal? Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Let me answer your question with a question.
Oh, sure.
What do you think of that pick? What organizationally do you look at it as, we have put our chips in? Yes. We found a way to stretch this Dame thing, to try to stay viable with Giannis now. We are trying to win now. Or do you keep it in the back pocket and say, by the time 2031 eventually comes around, by the time it comes around,
which you don't think is going to happen, which is why
I don't think there will be a 2031. By the time it comes around, do you say that Dame thing's cleared, so now we can start anew? You know, Giannis at that point is going to be 36.
So it's not it's a good question. It is the right question to ask. But it's,
and when you're planning as a sports team, do you plan 6 years in the future?
Well, so this is let me answer your question, because it's, like I said, it's the right question to ask. I will restate what I've said. I think the right thing for the long-term health of the Bucks is to trade Giannis this offseason prior to the Miles Turner thing and the Dame thing. Like, I would have, you know, you can't, the can has been kicked. It's official, right? But prior to that, I think the right prudent move, not the non-emotional, the very robotic move, is to have traded Giannis for the long-term health of the franchise. Now that you're committed to not doing that, which I'm also excited about, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit, about why I'm more excited about it than I would have been 2 weeks ago. Now that you've done it, you're in. You have to do what Denver did. 2031, like, you are so screwed. You're screwed. Like, you're screwed. You're doing the 2031 pick doesn't make you any less screwed. So you're in. You really went in. I mean, you traded, you waived and stretched a guy that you're going to be paying $22.5 million per year in the 3 years after the 2 years of Dame's contract that would have just normally been up. You did this Miles Turner thing. Like, you've moved every chess piece you can move to hang on to this. Now, you don't want to throw it away. You don't want to be like, well, I guess this guy's a nominal upgrade over Kuzma, so let's do it. I guess, because it's a small upgrade, might as well. But if you can find the right guy, and I will posit that, like, my opinion, if you can get Trey Murphy from the Pelicans, and I know, like, not sure how much Pelicans you guys have watched or Trey Murphy, but, like, the guy is, like, the perfect wing fit for this team. You throw in that 2031 first without thinking about it. I would. There's some other names on there that I'm less excited about. I would not do it for RJ Barrett. I would not do it for Kuminga. Because they're like 33, 35% three-point shooters, kind of volume guys that need the ball. Trey Murphy's not that. Herb Jones would be a great defensive addition, but he's not going to help you with your floor spacing offensively. And then, I don't know, Wiggins, I don't think Wiggins moves the needle enough to do the 2031 first. So my answer to my own question is, but Trey Murphy from the Pelicans is who I would do it for. But I do think that should be what they do. If you're all in on this Giannis thing, which clearly they are, they were hashtag reckless in their wave and stretch of Dame and the signing of Turner.
Desperate.
So you're asking the right question, Bart. But
one, that's bullshit. One other scout for another team said reckless.
Yep.
And then so the title headline says reckless.
The lead story. I sent the screenshot to you guys on ESPN.com.
By the way, Clutch Points is saying Beal and the Clippers hold mutual interest. Many teams are preparing for him to sign immediately with them. That was from Brett Siegel.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Siegel stuff here.
And also, Evan Sittery is the Dov Klyman of MLF football. How do you just be a guy? Oh, you wake up one day and you're like, I'm just going to fucking report what everyone else is already reporting. I'm not going to add anything. I'm just going to do it. And then people will take me seriously. And then it works.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb.
I don't think I'd trade that 2031 for any of those guys. Hmm. Maybe Murphy, if you're telling me that he's great, but Wiggins or Herb Jones.
Does he start in with the Clippers if they got rid of Powell? Does Beal start there?
I mean, I don't want a James Harden, Bradley Beal backcourt. Like, it just, that doesn't work.
Well, maybe.
Who plays defense? Like, who can do even a, you know, I mean, it just, they probably would start next to each other. And if that was like your playoff backcourt, you're toast. You just can't. You can't. It doesn't mean they shouldn't do it. The Clippers should do the same. They should. I mean, if Bradley Beal's like, hey, I'll come for $4 million, the Clippers should do that.
Yeah,
I think I need that 31 pick. I think I draw a line there. I think I need to draw a line there because in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, if the next couple of years go just terribly, well, at the very least, 2031, we own our own pick. You can tank and start over.
This might be a silly thing to say, but we should not forget that the Bucks do have their 2030 pick, their 2032 pick, their 2028 pick, because you can only trade the one every other year. So not to, you know, say something that's whatever, but it's like when people say, oh, well, the Bucks don't have they don't have any of their picks. Actually, they have.
Those are swaps.
Well, sure. But then you're swapping with the Pelicans. Like, okay. Yeah. Or you're who's the other swap with the Blazers? So what? I'm okay with, you know what I mean? So next year, the Bucks have a first-round pick. There's nothing they can do about that. They're not allowed to trade it. But in 2026, the Milwaukee Bucks will make a first-round pick. Will they trade that guy like they did AJ Johnson 4 months later? Maybe. But in 2026, 2028, 2030, the Bucks will make a first-round pick because they're forced to by the league parameters. But, Bart, any thoughts on those five names and whether or not they're worth the 2031 first?
I'm having a hard time making that decision if I want to save that pick or not.
What are you saving it for if you save it?
A light at the end of the tunnel.
That's kind of how I feel.
Like you are going all in here, but you still have a parachute, or you still have like, if this fails, we know we can start a brand new day. We can respawn and have this asset all these years down the road. But you've also gone so far in now.
Yeah, you're so far in.
That you... I don't know. I wouldn't be excited if we got Barrett. You know, Murphy, Herb Jones, we've liked for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I still would want a tier higher than any of that group of guys you just said.
I agree. It's close, though.
It's close.
Yeah, for some of those guys. Not for all. Tier.
Yeah.
By the way, I asked you guys this in our chat, but going back to Beal, if they got Beal, how high are the Bucks on your East power rankings going into the season? If they get Beal for free, essentially.
Well, who are they behind? Let's start there.
So I said, I mean, for me, it's the
Cavs,
Knicks, and Magic, I said Magic,
Pistons, Sixers.
See, I'm putting the Beal Bucks ahead of the Sixers and Pistons. I'll put the Bucks fourth.
I probably would as well.
What? Fourth?
Like fourth. Somewhere on there. Yeah. Maybe a little better, maybe a little worse.
I guess I'd have to see it. What if Dame and Giannis just could never figure it out, and then Beal and Giannis are like yin and yang, and it's like the perfect fucking matchup?
That would be awesome. Nuts.
But I don't think we're going to know.
I don't get, speaking of top four in the East, I don't get the Bill Simmons. Like, I'm not doing it if I'm not top four in the East. I'm just not. I would trade Giannis. It's like, so if they were fifth, no go. But if they're the three seed, like, well, I just don't understand.
It's not the cutoff needs to be six because,
yeah, you're not,
I mean, if you're at least ahead of the play-in. And also, something that I've brought up is you might have to start, like, factoring in that in the playoffs, dudes are going to break their Achilles.
Yeah.
Sure. You just, like, someone, people are going to get hurt. We don't wish for it in this house.
No.
We don't wish for it.
Not publicly, for sure.
It is a fact. And if we do inadvertently wish for it, we scrub that podcast.
You don't have to talk about it.
Yeah. Do you hear that?
Yeah, that I heard. What?
Squeaky chair, or you have a cat now?
Come here, Pickles.
No, I like, if they're the fourth seed, this season will be great. I'm excited about this.
Here's my last thing I was going to say that I mentioned a few minutes ago. I wanted them to trade Giannis. Okay, whatever. I'm not the most like nostalgic guy. I'm just like, oh, let's just keep the train moving. All right, fine. Now they're on this path, and I am very much feeling like, there's been so much blowback. I've never been one of those like Milwaukee versus everyone people. That's not me. It is now. Now I'm in.
Buy that shirt. Portis sells that shirt.
Is that really his shirt?
I bought one for my brother.
From like a Portis store? Like he owns
from like BobbyPortis.com.
Interesting. I didn't realize that was like his thing. But anyway, that the all of the national blowback has been so extreme and stupid that now I'm so in on like the Giannis Miles Turner led championship 2026 Bucks. So there you go. So now
people do forget Dame and Giannis did win a title in Milwaukee. People do forget that
against the Thunder. By the way, that is also why I probably find myself, as I'm saying this out loud, leaning toward trading the 2031 pick, which is also sort of against my typical approach, because now I really want to win this season because I'm so annoyed by the national narratives.
We can talk some Brewers here in a second.
Yes.
I do just want to show the folks.
Remind you.
I want to remind you, if I can, on the Dan Shaney YouTube, if you can see that. Look at this website. Look at this website. Happy Place Hemp. .com. Happy Place Hemp. Hey, ooh, wow. What'd I do? Oh, no. Yeah. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. Seltzers. We got the cherry citrus, the mixed berry. We got the gummies that we've known and loved now for 3 years almost, folks. 3 years. We got all of this available for you. The sampler, that is a really good way to get introduced to it. You just get a few, you get the promo code on it, and then whatever you like, you can come on back, use the promo code again. That's right. The promo code BART, 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. Use the code BART. Look at here, you got the hours too. You can check them out on College Court in Muskego. So they are, look at they're available. If you work a 9-to-5, they have extended hours till 7 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they're open for 4 hours on Saturday. What a nice thing. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. All right. How do I get back to normal here on the video screen? Da-ba-doo, shibba-da-dee, la-ba-doo-doo.
You're back.
Tim, we didn't need that.
Just clean it up.
Let's tighten it up. Tighten at 37.54, please. Thank you. And can you take pickles outside?
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning a trip this year? Travel smarter and connect deeper by learning the local language with Rosetta Stone. With over 30 years of experience, Rosetta Stone's immersive, intuitive method helps you live the language, not just memorize it. Choose from over 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Japanese, and more. Their true accent speech recognition technology gives real-time feedback to help perfect your pronunciation. No translations, just natural learning that builds from words to phrases to full conversations. Whether you have 5 minutes or an hour, you can learn anytime on desktop or mobile. Get a lifetime membership and unlock all 25 languages. Learn as much as you want, whenever you want. Rosetta Stone. Learn confidently. Connect authentically. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/pod50 and start learning today.
I think I feel what's brewing.
Mm.
If I may. Mm. I think I'm. I like watched every game last weekend.
Whoa,
that's like 3 games.
Yeah, but I watched them. But last summer, I had a hard time feeling connected to the team.
Oh, I see.
You know, doing the night show, having other stuff on,
mm-hmm.
and now I make it a point. I'm in. Mizorowski's great. Andrew Vaughn, homering his first at bat. Vaughn's Valley is back, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We're one bat away.
Speaking of one bat away, here, I'll transition that. ESPN had trades for Paul Skeens today. They had trades for Ronald Acuna Jr. today. And the Brewers were on this list with very interesting trade package. So I'm going to tell you what it was, and then you're going to say mm-hmm or mm-mm that you would do this as the Milwaukee Brewers. Notice I said Milwaukee Brewers. Jesus Mate, I think, right? Is word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Mate, Luis Pena, Sal Frelick, Logan Henderson, Abner Uribe for Ronald Acuna Jr. The Brewers should say mm-hmm to that trade offer from the Braves. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Well,
let me start. Absolutely mm-mm. Go ahead.
Oh, you like prospects.
I'm a prospect guy.
That's where were you? Where were you on the Sabathia trade?
I was younger and a Sabathia guy, and so
yeah. But they gave up Matt LaPorta.
I did not know as much about prospects in
and Zach Jackson
in 2008.
Well, they gave up Rob Bryson and a player to be named
later.
Remember when the Brewers bar was named that? That was dumb. With all due respect,
what was it called?
Restaurant
to be named later.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Now they've really tightened it up. It's the J. Leinenkugel's Barrel Yard, which is that rolls off the tongue much better.
This is the problem.
Uh-oh.
You go in there, it's just too, like, the whole part that made Fridays was that it was just shit. It was a wall. There were, like, no, like, lines were recreated. There was never the same lines when you'd go in there. You know, the floor was sticky. It was just, like, shit. Now they try to make it all nice. You know, one of the downfalls of society is when you look at these restaurants, fast food, how they used to be, and they were so distinctive, and now everything looks the exact same. But you know what? Another downfall of society is, when do you ever eat at a fast food restaurant?
I don't.
You go to a drive-thru or you get the burrito taxi to send it to your house.
the burrito taxi.
Yeah, that's what the internet calls like delivery services.
Hmm.
I was thinking about this the other day. I went to Chipotle. The line of a restaurant I will go sit down and eat my food in normal circumstances has moved 30 feet higher than where it used to be. You know what I mean?
It sounds terrible, doesn't it, to go sit in a restaurant and eat?
With other people? Yeah. And I won't be comfortable.
No.
And then when I'm done eating, what am I going to want to do? Lie down. Yeah, go dry. Go get in your car, fatty. Like, no, I want the immediate reprieve of getting on my couch.
Oh, that's such a great.
Well, what about if it's like a great restaurant? Like in Shorewood, there's this place called the Foxhole, and we like to dine there maybe once a week.
I'll look it up.
And you eat
it needs
inside?
To be like a restaurant. Like this is the thing we're going out to.
Yeah, they have an X-Men machine that is free. So my kid just plays that with his buddy the whole time.
I think I'm out. I think I'm out based on that
arcade game from like 1992.
Yeah,
I have that one in my basement.
Yeah, well,
they got the metal stools. With respect, fuck out of here.
Great game, by the way. Great.
I think that was older. I think they've updated the stools. They have a nice patio space.
It looks like a U.S. like a national park building on the outside.
Yeah, well.
So Bart, you not only do you go there weekly, but you enjoy or what? Enjoy or tolerate eating inside a restaurant?
Oh, craft beer.
As opposed to like on your couch.
I also know people who run it.
They're okay. Probably great.
But just generally speaking, are you you're
next
not
time a- you're around, Grant, I'll take you.
All right.
The Cubano is really good.
Cubano?
What?
Nothing.
A restaurant, enough
Cubano?
Of that. Stop. We already
Green
did
Bay.
Pronunciation corner.
Green Bay?
The lights need to be dimmed. Detroit. If I'm going to dinner, it needs to be dimly lit. I can't sit under, I can't feel like I'm in an office. It needs to be, there's a table. We're going to dinner. I will sit and eat in that space and just about nowhere else.
So you want
wasn't like
very
road tripping and you stop at a McDonald's or whatever.
So wait, you're saying fine. if you're gonna eat inside a restaurant, Grant, you want it to be very formal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is what we're doing tonight. It's not just that we need to eat. It's that it needs to be a supper club, basically.
I don't know. I don't like to dress up to eat.
You need to dress up.
We're going out. Get a nice shirt on. I want to wear St. Louis Battlehawks. Rock the dome.
Yeah, and that's why. And I don't want to eat around people with St. Louis Battlehawks shirts on. I don't want to see or hear that. That's not where I want to eat.
Well, I like the communal aspect of the restaurants in Shorewood.
Yeah, that's specifically what I'm looking to avoid. Not the Shorewood part, but the communal aspect part.
Wow, Grant, I'm generally
Paul Red's very good, but it was way sweeter when it was Village Pub. What a dive that was. God.
I went to a bar. I ate at the bar on Sunday, and these two women of a certain build sat next to us, and all they did was, you ever by the people who laugh at 10 out of 10 volume and they don't stop? It's like I was eating next to lunch ladies. I'm like, it ruined it. And the sandwich was really good. It's delicious.
That seems terrible.
Anywho.
You know, I would normally be bothered by that too, but you got to find moments of happiness where you can.
I would not do that move because Acuna has bad knees. If his knees were pristine and his health was not a concern with his control and his cost, it's not that high, I'd do it. I'd try to retain one of those players. Like, all right, you can have Henderson, but we keep Uribe, or you can have Mate, but we keep the, you know what I mean? Like, that's everything. I would like to not give up everything, but if he was like a, from a health perspective, a perfect player, then I would do that. Yeah.
Two ACLs for Acuna Jr.
Different like, ACLs too.
Yeah. Not great. And obviously like Frelick's okay. I'm a big Frelick guy. I know Grant, you're having to force yourself to adapt to being a Frelick guy after being anti Frelick guy. But of course, if you get Acuna Jr., then Frelick's okay to be in there because that position on the field defensively has been taken.
I would feel like it's like when you put that many eggs in one basket.
It's a, yeah.
You think of, what Acuna could be. He could be the bat we're missing. And then he's like unhappy or misses his kids or Damian Lillard.
Yeah, and I knew what you're doing there.
You know, it's a lot to put. Even like the return on Devers right now, I don't think, has been as good as they've wanted. I
mean, well, they didn't give up anything other than they paid the contract, basically.
That's exactly
That's different. Yeah. I will say that I think baseball needs an active trade deadline.
I agree. I think that's a good take.
Yeah. They can capitalize on the summer if they can kind of make it exciting.
Okay. Are the Milwaukee Brewers a Ronald Acuna away from what?
See, I think if you're going to do it, you have to at least be a top four team in the East.
And then you're giving away some of your pitching.
They're a couple players away from being a couple players away. That's where they are. Like Passan went on Wildy and Tausch yesterday. Say they're one player away from being a World Series team.
Passan went on another show in this town, not on our station.
Yeah. Afternoon, same market. You were joking earlier. Well, you're in the group chat, I guess.
I know what you're referring to.
People will talk about other shows, but we'll never.
Do you still want to trade Freddie?
No, I haven't been wanting to trade him for like a month.
Is this still the least fun team of your lifetime?
Why? What are you? The National Archives over there just banking every single one of my takes? Which, by the way, there was no one who supported that take from the opening weekend of the season more than you.
Yeah, that fucking weekend sucked.
Yeah, that was some of the worst baseball I've ever watched. And then the home opener on Monday or Tuesday or whenever that was, it was even worse.
I thought we'd still be talking about torpedo bats.
How did that just go away?
I don't know.
Because the Yankees beat up the Brewers' bad pitching.
But I mean, it's not even it's not mentioned at all.
No.
Does anybody? The Brewers, a couple of Brewers players tested it. Are they? It's gone. No one used it.
I don't know. No one seems to care.
Bart Acuna for that package, mm-hmm.
I don't. No, I just don't think that. I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze.
Oh, yeah. Good lean in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I saw that on my phone, I'd be like, oh, this. Okay. I don't know. I wouldn't be like running through the streets of Boston where I was when we got Zach Greinke.
Wait, you were in Boston at the time?
Oh, yeah. Did you want to know more about that?
I know your Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich story. I don't think I know yours.
Yes, I was working a show called The Huddle.
For the Cain Yelich one.
Yeah, on a different network.
I was playing Call of Duty on the floor of my college living room. I'll never forget it.
The Brewers signed Cain and traded for Yelich, and everyone's like, another move's coming. I don't like that phrase or line of thinking. Because a lot of times another move doesn't come. And that was two moves.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bucks, they signed Turner. Another move must be coming. Yeah, what's that move? Gary Harris? What's the next move? That's a pretty big move. So why Turner? Just be like, yeah, Pacers, let's talk. And then the Bucks made a call and said, come here. And he's like, fuck it, I'm out. He just deuced out. Why?
My bet would be the Pacers now are saying they were willing to go into the luxury tax, but that was after a long negotiation where Miles Turner got sick of them getting to that point. The Davante Adams thing. It's like, yeah, the Packers technically added, offered him more than anything, but it took him too long. It would be my guess.
Adding to my whole thing of Milwaukee versus everyone, I loved it. That Pritchard press conference for me was like, oh, yeah. Because honestly, like 90%, I don't think I'm being exaggerative, and like that 90% of the national conversation about the NBA team that was one win away from winning the finals only got 10% of the coverage for letting a guy walk because they undershot their initial offer. And meanwhile, it's like, what are the Bucks being reckless and whatever other words were used. And meanwhile, the team was a win away from being the NBA champions. They're like, let's get to that on day three. That'll be our day three story, is about how the team that won the East, that was one win away from winning the finals, let a guy walk
but
over.
Before we do that, we need to revisit just what kind of city Memphis is. Players want to go there or not.
That is clearly a more pressing topic.
You got anything else?
Nope.
That was fast.
Nope.
Should we land the plane a little softer?
Nope.
Nope. Should we just end it right now?
Yep.
There's got to be something else we can just say our piece on. No?
I don't know.
Pat Murphy yelling at Joey Ortiz. Did we like that?
I loved the quote. Awesome quote.
Great quote. Amazing audio, too.
A lot of kids in that auditorium.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Don't know that they all need to be there every time, but
it's standing room only.
Anyway. Okay, well.
I'll end on this.
It's gonna be, if you're at 52 minutes here and you're like, oh, these guys are going to come up with something still. We gotta give them something.
Hang out for 90 more seconds so Bart can make an extra 8 cents on this pod. Mm-hmm.
Well, I gotta buy Grant's lunch.
Bart,
where are we going again?
Foxhole.
Bart, your Guess What They Said segment on the national show is either your worst or your best segment, and I'm not sure which.
I think most of Bart's best segments also suck. I think it's like both tied into one, which is why.
Guess What They Said is ingenious.
It's a great idea. It's a great concept. But it's so combative when you guys get upset about the rulings of the judge. And it's interesting to listen, but I know you well enough to know that you are sitting there all on your own at midnight, fuming in Hales Corner, Wisconsin.
Well, Carlos didn't even listen to the clip the other night.
This is the part that I heard, and this is why I'm bringing it up. And then you still didn't get the point. No. And you after you admitted that you had cheated because you had already heard the cut.
Yeah, that's a tough look, Bart.
What am I supposed to do? I didn't cheat on purpose.
Yeah, you just knew what was. Yeah. Yeah, it can be your best segment and it can be your worst in the sense that, in the sense that sometimes it's just like it's very combative.
There was not one night he was giving out half points and I'm like, this should not be aired.
There probably should be a second judge at all times or a tie breaking judge.
But we're a one man, like, he's one man banding back there.
I know. Well, you've got either Belletti or somebody else at times, though.
I like when people are always like, hey, can I talk to Marco? I'm like, Marco comes in this room for 2 minutes an hour. Because he does updates on the fan at the bottom or the top. And then at the bottom, he does Infinity. And then he's in the newsroom the rest of the time.
Mm.
So he's not just sitting there.
I see.
Well, interesting you thought. I actually told Carlos last night after that segment, I said, we really got some chemistry here. I'm really digging it. The three of us.
But I think it's hard. You would know better in the sense like how angry you actually are, but I can't tell if it's more of like distracting because it's so vitriolic or if that's.
Well, it's nothing like the Freeman days at its peak.
Because that was pure actual, like you two in the height of it. We're going to fight.
Yeah. Like I said, I kicked down his door and I said, today's the day.
Grant, did you were listening during the prime of that arc, right?
Yeah, it was a good run. I listened to my walk to class every day at UWL 2017.
Bart, you did a segment in the hallway on like Facebook Live or something while Chuck was doing the show. Do you remember this?
Well, that was because that was a bit. I wanted to do the Brewers show. It was a Monday.
You did a show while your show was going on.
Yeah, because I was doing a Brewers show and he was doing a Packers show. That was more of a bit. Okay. That wasn't because I was like mad at him.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll free you guys. Thank you as always for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.